Hello, Audio Boo. Big Rick here, all one word. just going to take a picture.
It's of the sky, a cloud. I'm looking underneath my sunglasses.
With my sunglasses on, the cloud that's around the sun looks quite smart, actually. I can do a lot with that on Photoshop and Lightroom. If you are a Photoshop and a Lightroom user. I thought I'd do an audio mo on kind of social networking friendships that I've made. And it's kind of to promote goodwill within social networks. And however, I'm going to omit Facebook from this because I'm although I use Facebook, I'm not a great fan of it, to be fair. I share things to Facebook from other applications, but that's for the benefit of keeping in touch with family and friends who are far away. Invariably, they don't use other social networks. I use Audio Boo, obviously. And I started using Audio Boo 2010, maybe. And, you know, it seemed all right, but it seemed to be in its infancy. It seemed to be. I don't know when it started. But it wasn't very workable. It still is very clunky. But I think it's a good... I like it. But it's a bit clunky. But never mind. Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Instagram. What else have I got? I've got a Tumblr account that I only post to via other applications. I'm not really bothered about that Tumblr account, to be honest. Tumblr, in a way, is a little... It just reminds me of MySpace, which actually relaunched this year, didn't it? But MySpace was crap as well. Was Bebo another one? Was Bebo? Yeah. Bebo was for kids though, wasn't it? That was... But anyway. It's about friendships that I've made. And sort of through a website that I use called shareyouradventure.com. Built by Phil Sorrell, who is at Daylight Gambler on Audio Boo and Twitter. Through that, I've met a few people, actually. Now, I say through that, but that website, but also Twitter and Audio Boo. I'm saying I've met in the digital sense, in the virtual sense. I've met Phil. And I speak to him about once a week on a Google Plus Hangout. Pilgrim Chris. Dean Reed. Who else? Bernie Topgold, I listen to. Matt McColgan. Rucksack Rose. Oh, there are many, many more. There are many more, but oh my God, I don't know what happened there. Oh my God, the screen went all black, and when I went to the Audio Boo interface, those little EQ bars weren't moving, so I don't know what I've said. This is another thing about this app, you can't go back and review, you can't do it like a... You can't do a mini edit, which was called inline editing back in the day with videotape. you can't do that on this, which is a bit crap, really. Oh God. I was just saying that I listened to a handful of people, hopefully that record, I'm just going to take it for granted that it recorded. I listened to a handful of people on Audio Boo, follow them on Twitter. We interact, I would say. Those who are on YouTube, Dean Reed in particular, with his little GoPro camera that I'm very jealous of. Dean? I want a GoPro. Yeah, I've met some really, really nice people. Well, they appear to be nice people, but you never know. Behind closed doors, it could be axe murderers. I'm not an axe murderer, honest. Ernie, anyway. Ernmander. He's another chap I listen to. I like Ernie. Do you know, I'm very conscious about swearing on Audio Boo, you know. I have used a few curse words in the past and I feel quite embarrassed. Ernie is quite expressive. I swear like a trooper in normal daily life, in the office. I don't, obviously, if I'm with a customer, but I do swear like a trooper. I'm forever getting told off by my wife for swearing. This is about social interaction, public. What are you talking about? Anyway, I've met some really nice people that, and the good thing about it is it's quite far removed from my work, and I don't tell anybody at work about my Audio Boo business and my Twitter stuff and my interest in social hiking, even though I invariably need to get out more. So I just want to say that there are huge positive sides. Huge positive sides. Do you not sometimes think, you know, back in the day we used to have forums, didn't we? That chat forums. AOL and Yahoo were quite famous for them. Oh, look at that pile of poo, which is full of cherries. Never mind, I'll do another Audio Boo about this in a second. But this new social networking is a kind of, I view it as a kind of, what, you know, those chat forums that we used to have. You know, we were with AOL when we first, sorry, I'm going to take a picture of this tree with crab apples on it. We were with AOL when we first got the internet, and one of the kind of areas within the AOL control panel, now referred to as a dashboard. Oh God, you know what? I've got another idea for another Audio Mo. I'm gonna pick some cherries. Oh, they're not ready yet. These chat rooms that you could go and select a topic, or you could create your own. I'm gonna have this cherry. Hang on a minute, peeps. Oh my God, they are beautiful. Okay, so I'm gonna bring my car around here and pick these cherries. I'm sorry, I'm distracted by these cherry trees. There's about, I don't know, about 50 cherry trees where I am now. In fact, I'm gonna take a picture. So, getting back to it. See, this is why I wish there was a edit button. Getting back to it. You know, through social hiking and Twitter, you know, we're all normal. I'll put my hand up and say that, you know, I felt, I don't want to say afraid, but I felt apprehensive about, you know, interacting with these people that I followed, you know. To me, they were kind of masters in whatever they did. Twitter, you know, social hiking, shareyouradventure.com, YouTube, an audio boo. But, what, you know, I sent out a couple of tweets saying, just, you know, saying whatever product that they just advertised on Twitter, you know, oh, that was good, or I agree, something like that. And then slowly built up kind of virtual friendships with these people. Dean Reed, who I communicate quite a lot with, and Phil Sorrell, Pilgrim Chris, who I had originally, but sorry, Chris, if you're listening to this, I should speak more, I know. But, you know, all of these people that I've mentioned, and we're all just normal, aren't we? And that's the whole point. As long as you keep a level head on things, I suppose, then, you know, the virtual relationship can end up... I mean, I'm not talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, obviously, necessarily, type relationship, or go and buy a wife on the internet or whatever you want to do. But, you know, I know that... a load of people went out hiking the weekend just gone, and you know, these are people from various parts of the country that have met through social networking. They've met up and they went hiking, and that's exactly what I'm on about. It's all very positive stuff, you know, on the level kind of stuff. Everybody's cool about things. I think it's a fairly adult environment. I suppose you can meet up whatever, do whatever you want, but it's nice to have this kind of relationship. Is the probably the best way to have it, you know, about following people on Twitter and interacting with people on Twitter, or you know, talking about them in audio boo, or talking about them on YouTube videos that you might do, produce and upload. So I think it's social networking is not a bad thing at all. I've got to know some very, very good people, some very interesting people, and one of my sayings is, it's never what you know, it's who you know. There you go. Take care, everybody. Ta-da.